Kelly's Westport Inn presents the Royal Man Report with Casey Royal Man.
He's an important member of the sports atmosphere in Kansas City.
Michael Engel.
We're already off the rails.
Jeff Herr.
That's what I meant by that. I hope nobody took that the wrong way. I'm sure nobody on this show would have the mindset to take that in any inappropriate way. Weird.
And Chris Kamler.
Troy somewhere, his brain just exploded.
Music by 49 Stones and Andre and the Giants. And now, the Royal Man Report.
Well, everybody, welcome into the Royal Man Report. We actually got Danny on the phone right here at the top of the hour, so we're going to go right to that. But you know who we are. I'm Trails and Casey Royal Man. We're joined by Chris Kamler, Michael Engel, and Jeff Herr. But we've got on the phone right now Danny Duffy. Danny, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm actually currently sitting here playing on this Laker game to start, but I'm out in the lobby right now. I wanted to talk out to you guys a little bit.
Oh, so you're right there at the arena?
Yeah, where you at? Where is it? Phoenix right now.
Nice, nice. Now, how many games have you been able to get in?
Dude, too many. Like in the top eight and stuff last.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's got to be definitely a benefit of being a Major League Baseball player to kind of get a deal. Well, first off, we want to say thank you for coming on the air with us, and you let us know when you have to go, because we'll talk in and tell you got to go, and we understand that you're there to go watch the game. So we got some
questions. I'm good. I'm good. All right. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. So, Danny, first off, how's the offseason been for you?
It's been really good. I've been trying to get physically in shape as much as I can to try to get my delivery cleaned up a little bit. And other than that, it's been a lot of rest, relaxation, getting ready.
So, was there anything that you really focused on this offseason that you think you're going to have to work on in spring training to really become the big leaguer that we all think you can be?
I've actually been doing a lot of homework physically. I've kind of tried to play into me repeating my delivery a lot more. And I think that's going to help me to, get the ball down, throw a lot more strike, because obviously if you receive your delivery, you're going to be more consistent. That was my biggest, my worst enemy last year was, throwing a lot of ball, getting deep in the count. And this year, I'm going to get a lot of, two pitch outs, first pitch outs. That's my goal this year, to really cut down on that pitch count. I think I'm going to, that's a lot of people who feel really excited.
We really feel that way, too. Obviously, you kind of had a rough time in the majors when you got called up. You ended the year with kind of an over and five ERA. It wasn't definitely what we had seen from you in the minors. And like you were saying, you're wanting to bring the expectations to where everybody else is and really come at it that way. What is the one biggest goal you have this coming season?
Obviously, to make a playoff run. That's team-wise. Just to get deeper in the games, go beyond the seventh inning, even the eighth and ninth, a lot more. My main goal, to be honest with you, is just to be whatever this thing is going to be. I know I can do that. I've worked hard enough in this offseason. I'm just really excited to learn, a lot more from Austin Bruce and John Sanchez. He's a really cool dude. Obviously, he knows a lot about the game. He's been around for a while, so I'm excited.
Now, when you're talking about going deeper into games, you did an interview earlier in the offseason where you were talking about you want less pitches per inning, less pitches per start, and just working on that. Is that something that's being emphasized to where you're not necessarily going to be looking for the strikeout? Or I think that the phrase pitch to contact gets thrown around. Is it being emphasized to just, make sure you're locating correctly and letting your stuff do the work? And if it's a strikeout, it's a strikeout. If they ground out to Escobar, then all the better.
I'll take out that I can do. I've been really good with getting a lot of swings and misses in my career as far as the minor leagues go. But obviously, the major league level is a whole different animal. I feel like part of the reason why I got so deep in the count last year was because I tried to make my pitches too nasty, and that's just checking the stuff. I know how to get changed up. I counted a lot last year in my curveball. I feel like it's my outfits, if I get that fastball in the zone when I want it, more than that, it's going to be scary. I'm really excited going forward.
You mentioned, kind of talked about curve. changeup, your fastball. And I think when you had your curveball working last year, you said that's your big out pitch. And I think everybody could see that because that was a pretty nasty thing when you really had that going. So when you take that on your fastball, what's that other pitch that you really concentrated on this offseason that you really want? You kind of mentioned your changeup. Is that what you've been focusing on mostly, like when you want to really get going for this next season?
Yeah, you know, when I got off the long top, I threw a lot of changes to play me. So I think that's going to help me to not baby it so much. That's going to help me to kind of throw it and trust it. And, you know, that's what I learned from Bob McFerr last year, is when I try to make stuff too nasty, it gets less nasty, it gets less effective. And I just, you know, less, you know, like I said, I need to just trust myself and it'll be good. Just really excited to be out there and, you know, get into a game situation with you because, I feel really good in my bullpen right now. You know, my action is obviously a lot different. So I'm excited to get out there and just do what I've been doing.
Danny, you mentioned Bob McClure. Now, what are your impressions of Bay Island, your new pitching coach this year? Have you spent much time with him?
Oh, he's an awesome guy, yeah. Pretty laid back. Very knowledgeable, obviously. But, yeah, we've talked a lot. I mean, I've been staying pretty late at the field. And, you know, I mean, I get the opportunity to talk to him. You know, anytime I can, I'm going to take it. Just take his brain a little bit because he's been around for a while. So, yeah, he's a really good guy. Really excited to pick up, you know, a lot for them, you know, in the years to come.
Now, to ask you something kind of on the silly level, a few weeks ago there was a charity event that you and Frank Lohr and a bunch of other guys participated in, and there's this video out on YouTube that our Chris here, Fake Nate, just took this video, and they claim that it's you out there dancing. Now, we think that there might be some hijinks going on here. Would you like to confirm or deny that that was your moves out there, or could that possibly have been one of your teammates? Since the event, have you been throwing it out on the dance floor once in a while? Nice. It sounds like you guys are going to have a hell of a team out there. And I mean, talk about that a little bit. What are your expectations for some of your teammates? You know, some of the pitching staff. I know there's a lot of holes to be filled there, but it sounds like your offensive production should be all right.
Thank you.
How tired are you being one of those five that everybody says is this underwhelming starting pitching staff in Kansas City? How tired are you of hearing that? And what's your answer to the doubters for those in Kansas City? Obviously, you said you're working hard and what have you, but when you hear that, what's the first thing you think? Are you just tired of hearing it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime somebody talks negatively of you, I'm not saying we can pass, but anytime somebody talks negatively of you, it's going to make you do one of two things. You're either going to work harder on it or just continue to listen to it. But I'm going to work harder. You know, I mean, that's the kind of guy, that's the kind of people that our whole pitching staff is. You know, when I say to the people who are speaking negative of us, you know, just, I understand, but keep, you know, just keep an eye out for us because we're going to be pretty dang good. I'm really excited. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but I know all of us have worked as hard as we can to do everything. It's just getting it done on the field. And, you know, we don't, none of us have big mouths. None of us are going to sit here and, you know, talk us up, so to speak. But I know what we're going to do. We're going to leave it on the field this year. It's always going to be a work in progress. So we're just going to continue to keep working hard.
Danny, speaking of working hard and talking about the pitching staff, you can have a benefit of being a young guy on the staff here with people like Luke Hochaver and Bruce Chinn, guys who have, you know, Bruce Chinn struggled a lot during his career in the last couple of years, been a great pitcher for the Royals, and you have Luke Hochaver who's had his struggles, but the second half of the year he was fantastic last year. So what's it like being able to talk to them, knowing, you know, having pitchers that have gone through struggles before and has had some success, and what have you kind of picked up from the more veteran pitchers on the staff?
Well, I mean, you know, I think the biggest thing I picked up is just that it's a process, and, it's only going to go as fast as, you know, as you can control it, you know. You got to let it come to you. You can't force anything because experience comes, you know, as someone turns. I'm trying to pick up everything that I can as a new guy, you know, so it's just a speed up process. I think I feel like where I'm at is a pretty dang good place. You know, honestly, I'm not trying to take any anybody's personal delivery, but I've picked up even, you know, deliver things in my delivery. I've picked up some people like Oaks, and, you know, I've changed the place that my hands start. You know, I'm not as loud as I was in my delivery, and not as violent as I was in my delivery anymore. Well, obviously, it's early, but I feel like I've picked up a few different things from a few different guys on the team, and, you know, just, I mean, anything, any aspect of the game, you can pick up things down, and it is pretty nice to have that, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, you're talking about kind of what you've overcame. 2 years ago, you actually walked away from baseball. How were the Royals with getting you back in and getting you going, and now obviously getting you to be a big leaguer?
I mean, you know, I can't say enough about the Royals, you know, helping me out the way they did. They allowed me to, you know, do something that a lot of teams probably wouldn't have done. And they were very caring about it, very concerned about the person, you know, before the player. I can't thank them enough. And now it's time for me to come back and continue to do what I've done and just prove to them that, you know, I'm all about sticking around. You know, I hope I can be a Royal forever. You know, I love the organization. I love the people in it. They're all truly caring people from top to bottom. So, you know, it's been very, very nice and very grateful and wonderful situation.
Yeah, it sounds like following you on Twitter every day, it seems like you're just pumped to get out on the field. And I think it was last night you put the clip of The Pursuit of Happiness, where Will Smith is saying, if you want something, you know, go get it. And I think just listening to you talk about your expectations for the season, I think it seems like that's where you're at. I get the feeling that that's where a lot of the rest of the team is. Does that seem to be the case? And is that because, you know, a lot of you guys came up together and I guess my question is, does that chemistry make it that much more of a bigger picture goal for everybody?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it probably helps that we tell you that the core guys that are coming up have played together for so long. But I feel like it's a huge testament to, you know, Dan Moore and J.J. Piccolo, you know, Scott Sharp, that they drafted people who are so ready to win and so hungry to win. You know, it's not even necessarily, I mean, we can all be on the field one day and meet each other, you know, for the first time. I'm sure they'll have the same goal to win, the same
that's one thing that's that I've really noticed, and something that we hope will help keep this team together is how well you all have liked each other and came up together. We are talking with Danny Duffy here on the Royal Manor Report at royalmanorreport.com. Of course, this is brought to you by Maggie Moose and Gladstone. Danny's now in Phoenix, getting ready to watch the Lakers take the Suns to town. He's been talking with us about getting ready for the season and everything. First off, I forgot to mention, because we got started so quickly there, we forgot to mention we're supposed to say hello to you from JP, the little Royals fan on Twitter. And yes, yes. I'm sure that kid is dancing on stars right now. I don't know about the rest of you guys in this room, but I don't know what it would have been like if one of my favorite athletes would have said hello to me on the radio.
It would be akin to, like, Brett Sarahagen saying, hey, what's up, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I'd go crazy. That's pretty crazy. So it should never happen. So kudos to you, Danny, for trying to do this. And,
well, let me tell you something.
I'm going to
be cheering on JP from the sideline.
Nice.
He's going to record that and play it for the next 20 years.
Yeah, Heather, I'm going to be doing that for you, no doubt. But yes, Heather and JP will be down there March 8th, and they're going to be enjoying it. But, you know, the guys there, we've got a chat room at RealManorReport.com. There's so much chat, it's really hard to grab any questions here because it's going a little bit fast. But I just want to say, you taking the time to do this show, first off, is really cool. You're the first one to come online with us on Real Manor Report. We've had Aaron Crow, we've had some of the guys from. You know, we went out to blow to the K. But, you know, we do want to thank you for taking the time. You start every day, pretty much, with a tweet. It's pretty much the same tweet every day. And it's hashtag God over everything. What does that mean to you? Like, why is that so important to you that you make sure you get that out there every day that way?
Well, I mean, I wake up every morning. I'll sit down on my own and just thank him, you know, that I feel pretty good that I love playing baseball. And, you know, I owe everything to the Lord, and I just want to, you know, put that out there and wake up to that. And, you know, hopefully that gets the message out. It's pretty subtle, you know, not out there trying to, you know, preach to everybody. But it is definitely nice to wake up and see, you know, send people that have retweeted it or whatever. And, you know, it's just getting the word out there in a way that, you know, people are friends. I guess you could say, you know, that's not the so delicate news, but that's how people take it sometimes. And, you know, I like to do that. It's the least I can do.
Well, and whatever time you do post that up seems to be about the time I'm checking Twitter in the morning, and it's nice to see. Hey, I got a question for you. So we got spring training going on tomorrow. It's starting tomorrow. Pitchers and catchers report. You know, my biggest question is, who do you think is going to be in the best shape of anybody reporting tomorrow, and who's going to be in the worst shape?
In the worst shape? I feel like we're all
stepping
out there.
No question.
He's a monster. He's a hard worker. Take care of business.
So we're wrapping up with Danny Duffy of the Kansas City Royals and here on the Royal Man Report. I got one final question for you, Danny. Sounds like you're a Lakers fan. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so who wins if the Lakers meet the Knicks in the finals? You got Kobe versus Lynn Sanity. Would the entire world just explode if that happened? Or
the world
would?
Awesome. Yeah, it's kind of hard to root against Kobe anytime, right? Well, Danny, get up to the game. I think it's already starting and you're missing it, so we're going to let you go. But, folks, thanks. Big thank you to Danny Duffy of the Kansas City Royals for stopping by the Royal Man Report today. Danny, we're excited to see you. We're going to be watching the spring training games. We're going to see you here in Kansas City come April. We cannot wait, and we'll see you then. But we only got the commercial, so we'll be right back to everybody. Once again, thanks to Danny Duffy for coming on the Royal Man Report.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Take your money and throw it in the trash. Kelly's Westport is the place where you buy beer. Kelly Westport in. Tell them the Royal Man Report sent you.
Roman. Well, we're off to quite the start today, gentlemen.
Yeah, that was a great segment with Danny Duffy, and we want to thank him for his time. We kind of pulled him away from the Lakers game for a little bit. So we
wanted to let him go and get to that. But, of course, we had to let him go also because not only was Maggie Moose bringing us one guest this week, but Maggie Moose and Gladstone is bringing us two guests this week. We are also joined on the phone by Gar Reines. He's known better as the batting stance guy. I guess that's a good place to start. How do you get a nickname? I mean, I'm Casey Roman. That's a pretty fantastic nickname. You know, we got Fake Ned Yost. That's a fantastic nickname. But none of those compare to the batting stance guy. How do you go about getting that as a nickname?
Can't even imagine that. Like, when they approach you about that, you have to, like, take a second look at them and wonder, hey, what's their problem? Why are we doing this? But
what?
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, you deemed it as the least marketable still in America. So you're probably the most surprised that you've had this level of recognition out of this. I mean, you've been on ESPN. You've been on David Letterman. I can't even imagine doing anything close, much less just doing batting stances. But it seems like, you know, you get a lot of great reactions, especially from the players. What's that like? Would be one of my bigger questions is how much you have to do some studying, and because when you are in that circle, you know, Chris Getz could have just been called up yesterday, and they're like, "Oh, do Chris Getz," and so you have to like pull Chris Getz out of your butt for some reason. And, I mean, you know, it's easy to do, you know, the biggies, but you know, if Chris Getz or Angel Barroa or you know, Kit Pello comes out of nowhere, I do Kit Pello. So, yeah, what is your process to try to study all these guys? Showing some clips while you're talking because we've got this on the live stream, and one of the clips we showed was when you're in the stretching circle with the Royals and someone calls out Chris Getz, and the thing that I love most about that clip
just stand there and strike out
is right behind you is Kevin Seitzer, and he's laughing harder than anybody, and I think it goes back to that you know, he's the one working on my swing, so he's going to know every little nuance, what's going on. So is that... The thing I like most about that Brian Peña one is, as you're doing the warm-ups for it, you tap both flaps of the helmet. Because he's one of, like, two people in the Rangers right now that has a double flap, like, Little League style helmet. Yeah, which is, you don't even see it anymore. Is that why I think that, on a larger audience, why the batting stance guy thing works, that people are connected, you know, to even when you go back, because I think everybody can recognize, you know, we all know King Griffey's swing, we know his stance, we know that swagger. You know, to me, it seems like you see it and it reminds you of that. Is that your impression of why it's been such a widespread success? Joined here on the Royal Men Report here every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. by Gar Rinus. He's at Batting Stance G, because at Batting Stance just wasn't enough, apparently. And he's joined us here on the Royal Men Report, like I said, at RoyalMenReport.com. Has there ever been somebody that you've done one for and they've gotten offended?
Yeah.
Is going to turn into the Chris Farley interviewing Paul McCartney. You remember that one, Tom? But we're watching the video of you doing Bo Jackson and cracking the back of your head. And I'm just laughing my ass off because it's so, I mean, it suddenly teleports you back to when you were a kid and you saw, you know, him hit the home run in the All-Star game and him break the bat. That's why I enjoy your comedy, because it's spot on, man. Nice job. That's very true. What's your biggest baseball memory? That's our second Lynn Sanity mention already tonight. Yeah, that's now, have you been asked to branch into other sports? You know, do a volleyball slam or a Lynn Sanity dunk or anything like that? So, you know, the golf swing that I would like to see is the Ellen Woods golf swing as you're chasing Tiger out of the house.
Nice.
Troy Olson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be here all week. And that ever so small book of comedy that I do on this show, as you once said, is it got a little bit bigger. That was that pretty much describes this show to a T. So
yeah, I've got sitting here in front of me a list of your top 30. What is it? Royal stances. Now we're not going to go through all 30 of them. You got any particular favorites that you can think of right off of it? I mean, Frank White I see is on here. Bianca Lana, that magical year of '85.
Thank you.
So my
I see Johnny Damon on this list, and you know, the other thing I was thinking about, you know, you have evolutions of a swing, because when Damon was here with the Royals, he had that infamous one-handed swing, and you know, he kind of toned it down a little bit and reminded himself to put that second hand on the bat. But I'm Stan Eric. I called my kid, my little 9-year-old kid over here, because we will sit out here, and we will sit out in the bleacher seats for batting practice, and we will. Brett is really good at picking out guys because they all have their warm up jackets on. He's really good at picking out guys because of their swings. Brett, what was who was the guy you saw that stood straight up that you could always pick out? You remember his name? Mike Jacobs, who had this like really erect, this erect stance when he was swinging. I was like, how? So Brett's been really good at doing that. I'm like, how do you figure that out? And so he might be your batting stance guy part two, because he's Lee likes to mock and mimic those guys. It's still a wonder to me that he didn't work out here in Kansas City. Still a wonder. Be correct. It's kind of like Pete. We just clicked on this book on Amazon, and this isn't just like a book like, oh, you know, like 4 score in 7 years. This is like a how-to.
It's like diagrams.
It's like diagrams. It's like a textbook almost. This is outstanding. Farley interview with Paul McCartney, but Steve Balboni, he had this perfect set of hair, right, until he took his goddamn helmet off. It was really bald, just except for underneath his hair. It's so weird.
Yeah.
What's that? Seems, as we're kind of winding it down here, it seems the Kevin Youkilis stance is the one that kills every single time. Is there a second place in that? Is there a distant runner-up to Yuke's stance? Fantastic. Well, you know, Gar, we want to thank you for spending the time here with us today on the Royal Man Report, and we can't wait to see you. Are you getting it on spring training, I guess? At the All-Star game, we're trying to put some sort of podcast row together out there and try to get you out there and see the stretch of stuff. So. It's a beautiful park until you leave. Everybody at Batting Stance G, the Batting Stance guy. Find him on YouTube, find him on Twitter, and check out this guy's work. He's really, really good. Thanks again, Gar. We'll be right back on the Royal Man Report.
Detroit, what are you doing this weekend? Did you grab a beer somewhere? What did you have in mind? I heard about this.
trying to let's find an exciting Royal Man report. The guys when getting a little behind the scenes here when we
Christ sakes, Cron Troy, God
bless. When we were figuring out this episode, because we knew Danny was going to call in, and we didn't know exactly when, everybody's like, should we start early? What do we do? I said, we just get the line at 7, we'll find a 7:10. There's no reason we can't start at 7. So, of course, the one time that, you know, this wasn't calling, this wasn't like Christian Cologne.
We're waiting on Danny Stone.
He's waiting on us. We waited 45 minutes, and Danny's like, oh, he's 5 minutes early with me. All. So, yeah, so that was pretty cool. We were really excited. The chat room's having a good time, and everything else that went with
look now, man. We're starting to build a little Raw Man club here.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
For those of you that are listening and haven't really listened live before, you should really try to get in the chat room because it's a lot of fun in there. We have fun on the show. All of us here on the show participate.
They might actually be having more fun than we're having at this
particular time.
And, hey, you throw in some questions in the chat room, we ask them on to our guests, so it's a good way to get some involvement in the show.
I do the best I can, but Danny Duffy interview was a little hard because there was so much going on.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like Twitter during Game 6 of the World Series last year,
where
it's just like, it's like spinning the wheel and the Price is Right. It's just going and going and going. You can't catch up. But, yes, thank you to, of course, Kelly's Most Important Inn for being our backing, and to Maggie Moose, who has brought us the guest for the month of February. And of course, we're at the end of February, so we'll see if they're back with us in March or not. But we hope so. If not, they got a heck of a drop today with the Danny Duffy deal. So we actually are going to do a show tomorrow because we just can't have enough fun doing this just once a week.
Why not? You know,
Rally.
It's the start of spring training officially. We may as well christen it the right way.
Are you comfortable, Mike? You look comfy.
Look where that couch is.
He's like very
relaxing.
He's not as comfy as Nick Wright was on the.
He was all over the
rock. That dude was taking a nap.
He was doing that. There was a lot of weird stuff going on in my show today. So,
we are going to be on TV, I guess. Part of a special.
I don't know how there it is.
I'm not exactly sure how it
went. Well, they haven't filmed this yet, so they can still veto us.
Actually, I don't believe there's any filming, right? She said photographer. Or is that
she
didn't bring KOX?
Anyway,
let's get the details before we get to
it. I have no idea. Anyway, KCTV5 is going to be doing
Fox 4.
Fox 4. My bad.
We're already off here.
We just got pulled.
Never mind.
KCTV5 sucks.
Fox 4 at best. JP's Golf Club's helping us out here because thank the Lord that somebody in our chat room knows what is going on. It's a 30-minute Royal special. It's supposed to be a film camera they're bringing, and they're going to her house.
It's the same film camera. It's like, they're going to video us.
Right.
Our show.
Right. And so they're also going to do
photographer. She's a 5mm. She's a photographer in the email.
She opened up the
film.
Like the 135mm,
right? We gotta change the clients.
Advance it.
Clayton gets under the screen, and then
we're gonna splice it. We're gonna splice it right in the middle of this show here.
Back to baseball.
What just happened?
Back to baseball.
I don't know what just happened.
I almost lost it myself.
I just feel like
I'm back. I'm back.
Baseball. You're not helping this week either.
No, I'm having fun.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway, so yes, we're gonna hopefully be part of a 30-minute Royal special, which will have actual video of us doing our thing. I was gonna say working, but that's not where we're not working. So we're gonna be on Fox, and they're gonna go over to Heather's house and do on Wednesday and do part of the special with them with Little Duffy or whatever his name was. I'm sorry, Heather.
Little Frenchie.
My mind is obviously in one place, and I apologize. So. Martin Steele says Mike's been brainwashed after last week. I'm just happy that Mike didn't quit. Okay, if you didn't hear the actual Royal Man report from last week,
you should go back and listen.
You really should. It was pretty funny.
It was like raining to 4-year-olds on the caffeine high, is how I described it to Troy after the fact.
I had to go back and listen to it because I didn't remember a whole lot of it.
No, it's not surprising. And then if you want to hear an actual sports show in the midweek, I actually interviewed
Brave Doyle.
Was who we interviewed, and he was very, very good. I really am. I'm worn out. Tonight was a big night for us. I won't lie. But you know what? I always try to do this show as professional as possible. You know, of course, we'd like to
even start.
Right.
Screw you.
We missed that memo. Did you send that out to us? I won't lie. I'm grinning ear to ear tonight. Tonight was a big day for us, and we want to thank Danny Duffy a lot because that was also lock it down, but I'm super happy he was here. So
somebody in the chat room mentioned they want to, like, come over to the house tomorrow with signs, like, on the Today Show. Like, just stand in the back of the house. That's a great idea. They should post that. That's good stuff.
But I think we're going to start at 6:37 tomorrow. What are we doing here?
It's not at 6:37. We're going to pick either 6:30 or 7. We're not going to do 6:37.
Right, that was late. I'll
have to go back. It's probably going to be a 7 o'clock show, maybe.
So follow us on Twitter. I'll follow it up for you.
I mean, seriously, if you don't know how to figure the internet out yet, just get a hammer and hit yourself in the
head. Probably, you're going to be lucky to have heard this by then anyways, so hopefully you have. You'll know from Kings of Kaufman, you'll know from our Twitter accounts, you'll know from the Royal Man Report Twitter.
Kings of Kaufman asked who's on our show tomorrow.
We
have tomorrow, we have Jay Binkley from Three Guys in a Garage, is going to be in the first segment. And then we also have another 810 personality, Nate Buchetti from the Border Patrol, is also going to be on in the second half hour. So we're going to have two big radio folks. And if you're into radio folks, like Troy said, Nick Wright was on my show earlier today, so we're going to post that as well.
Mike from the Royals. Mike McCartney from the Royals. Mike McCartney. Sorry, I always say it wrong, too. He's just going to beat me. He was on your show 2 weeks ago. And
yes. And it was fantastic.
God bless him for actually coming on that week of all weeks.
It was great. We've had a fun couple of weeks. I'm very close to not being married anymore, but the studio's been hopping, that's for sure.
And everybody's kind of talking to each other, like we said. Heather suggested maybe trying to get somebody on tomorrow night, but we honestly were really excited about having Jay, because Jay is very special to me, because if it wasn't for Jay, we wouldn't have this show. And
he's the head of blame.
Nate Buchetti is a big pull for us, so we'll see. If it looks like we're going to go live on time, I may reach out. I have a few connections up my sleeve that I can pull once in a while, but they're playing me out of here, so we will see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for the Roman Report. Around the table, I'm Casey Roman.
I'm Jeff Herr.
I'm not Martin Steele.
And we are the Roman Report. And for Danny Duffy and Go Rhinos, thank you very much.